When you were starting the platform, you know, you could have focused in two different directions. One is to find a lot of students so that the teachers would want to come to your platform, and the other is to find a lot of teachers so the students would come to want to come to your platform. And I guess the third option is to just go after both at the same time. How'd you think about that decision?
Yeah, we, you know, for any platform, I think, you know, the best strategy or a good strategy is always to, you know, in the very, very early days, focus on one side or the other. And we have this thing internally where we always kind of just do the hardest thing first. So I think we looked at both sides and we found that, especially in topics or skills that are not widely taught, there's a massive demand to learn those things. But what wasn't necessarily widely available was the teachers to teach them. So a lot of our focus on the early days was getting to the first 10 or the first 100 teachers. And, you know, we kind of call it, you know, just making that happen just through relentless brute force. So a lot of things we did in the early days were really, really, really unscalable, like working with a teacher, helping them with the curriculum, filming it, just really teaching them how to teach online. And then, you know, you fast forward a couple of years later and, you know, now we're very, very focused on both sides, which are teachers and students.
And you taught them how to teach online by having them teach offline, right? Did I read that right? That in the early days, you did a lot of stuff with a teacher in person.
Yeah, so a lot of it was a little bit of both. I would also say they taught us a lot as well. You know, we had this crazy idea around project-based learning based on my personal experience and also what, you know, through our research was also a pedagogy that, you know, really worked well for creativity and innovation, which we thought were, you know, really important skills that everyone needed to learn in the world. So, you know, we kind of gave them kind of like a really loose framework what we're thinking through, and they kind of filled in, the, you know, the gaps. And, you know, one class led to the other. And, you know, I would say over the years, you know, we've probably helped launch and produce, you know, a couple hundred classes, which, you know, other students take, and then they kind of love that experience. So they go out and create a class as well. So it just creates a really nice cycle that grows over time.
But you're constant. This is a very busy space, so you're constantly must be thinking about how do we do this better, and what kinds of new topics can we do, and so you've got to innovate together with this group of outside experts. How do you communicate with them, you know, outside of the classroom or the virtual classroom to get new ideas, and also to take the ideas you have and help them teach better.
Yeah, that is a really good question. A lot of what we did in the early days is trying to, you know, create this perfect pedagogy online, and we had really strict rules, and we were always trying to predict what students wanted to take. And I think one day we all came to work and said that, you know, we did a retrospective on a class that didn't do as well as we had planned. And I think what we concluded was maybe this is really impossible to predict, and having so many restrictions and rules around how to teach online maybe wasn't a good thing. So over the past year, we've kind of shifted our focus to more of creating tools for teachers and supporting them and allowing them to experiment, and for us to take the experiments that work well and share those with others. Ever since we've taken that approach, it's been amazing, because we spend less of our time trying to decipher this Rubik's Cube and, you know, spend more of our time trying to nurture creativity and innovation within our teachers, because we found that as long as they have the tools and as long as they have the, you know, the community of students, you know, they will figure out a way to engage them, is what we found over the, you know, the past year.